All right, you guys, let me jump on into the Right Side Way opening monologue. I'll just remind you guys that, as always, attorney Stan McDonald, at the law firm of Wilmer & Lee. He is the 30-year practitioner of law in North Alabama who is also a longtime Right Side Ruffian and, oh, by the way, the sponsor daily of your Right Side Way monologue. And I will tell you more about Stan McDonald in just a minute. All right. Hey, listen, by the way, for those of y'all that watch on the live stream, we're going to put some pictures up here in just a minute that will sort of help elucidate what I'm about to describe. But if you're not on the live stream, you're welcome to go there. You can just go pick it up for nothing else on rightsidemedia.org, or you can find us on YouTube. But yeah, I'm going to show some pictures of what I'm about to talk about. Because y'all, this was a major week in New York City. Can you hear the sarcasm in my voice? Yeah. New York City, the Big Apple, Times Square, the crossroads of the world. They got a new statue. Yeah, they did, and it's a big one, like, literally. Like, remember when statues were actually meant to honor something or someone? A bronze likeness of that moment in time, that epic fight for survival, that person who stood in the face of tyranny? Future generations of citizens would look up at the statue, and you could imagine their wonder and their awe as they reflected on its meaning. But this new statue? Not so much. We now have a brand new 12-foot bronze statue in Times Square titled Grounded in the Stars. Yes, we do. By an artist named Thomas J. Price. And it appears to be a 12-foot likeness of an overweight black woman wearing ill-fitting clothing, giving that what did you say to me look to the gas station clerk. That's it. That's all it is. It looks like it came right out of people at Walmart. I don't understand it. I'm not sure why it's there. But that's what we got. So what is this aspirational likeness supposed to be? Did she stop a robbery? Did she march for civil rights? Did she save a child from a burning building? Nope. She's just a grumpy, frumpy lady who looks like she rolled in late to work after an all-nighter and expected the boss to get over it. She's no one person either. She's, I guess, every person? Not really. We're told that her statue is to counter the two old white guy statues that have been in Times Square for years. Huh. Never mind that those are statues of real people who did really amazing things. According to the website about the statue, it, quote, offers a unique opportunity to experience Times Square in a new light and share in a moment of personal reflection and empathy amidst the hyperactivity of the district. Gross. You want to hear more? I got more. The website also goes on to say it was, quote, installed at ground level on a wide, low base. The work invites engagement with hundreds of thousands of people who traverse the plazas each day, and the woman in Grounded in the Stars cuts a stark contrast to the pedestaled permanent monuments, both of white men, which bookend Duffy Square, while embodying a quiet gravity and grandeur. Oh, shut up. That sounds like a line from The Hunger Games. I mean, that's the most insufferable, pretentious thing I think I've ever heard. But let's be honest. This is an embarrassment. I mean, here's an idea. How about this? Let's put up statues of things that actually celebrate life and honor achievement and memorialize sacrifice and actual heroism. So there's another statue. And by the way, if you're looking at the live stream, you'll see it. There's another statue that is my favorite statue of all time. It's very near Ground Zero. It's adjacent to the former site of the Twin Towers. And it's a memorial that I love. It's called the America's Response Monument. If you haven't seen it, I encourage you to look it up. The America's Response Monument. And it depicts an amazingly detailed depiction of a Special Forces soldier on a horseback in Afghanistan. It honors the men of Task Force Dagger. And I was originally a part of Task Force Dagger in the beginning of the war, and I transitioned from there to Task Force Crossbow. It depicts the bravery and the sacrifice of the first soldiers who entered the war after the attacks of 9/11, and which, for the first time in modern history, some of us rode horses on the battlefield and lived away from everything and everybody, and that's our statue. And it's awesome. And it was commissioned by a group of investors from Wall Street who had lost friends on 9/11. The investors chose to remain anonymous because it was not about them. It's about the sacrifice of the men who rode the horses in Afghanistan. It's the only such monument to U.S. Special Forces that's openly accessible to the public and not on a military base. So why does it take? What does it take for a society to become so numb? It just accepts as a matter of course that representations of honor, those monuments to who we are or who we say we are as a people, are just rendered ridiculously trivial like the big giant statue of the woman in Times Square. I mean, do we or do we not believe as a culture in the sanctity of life, the honoring of sacrifice, the exalting of heroism? And look, I believe the answer is still a firm yes to that. But too often, though, the actions of those who deviate from our cultural norms and mores become a mere statistic, and we just shelve them in favor of the next shiny thing. We've got to get a grip on that, y'all. We do. We have to, as a people, as a culture, demand that achievement and merit be given value, like real value, like lasting value, like a statue. Like nothing else matters as much as those things that are actually valuable. And that this 12-foot statue of the woman who looks like she's had a bad day is really not anything worthy. So yeah, I do. I love the America's Response Monument. But I can think of everyday folks out there, too, who maybe didn't have super qualifications, maybe didn't have the dynamic resume, maybe they didn't have a chance to become Green Berets or do things like that. But I can think of amazing folks out there who don't have their own monument, who deserve them far more than having the giant statue of the woman who looks like she's had a bad cup of coffee. Like, how about Mary Rose Christopik? Who's Mary Rose Christopik? Well, let me tell you. During the Sandy Hook Elementary shooting, her actions could not be described as anything less than heroic. You see, Mary Rose Christopik was a teacher, and thanks to her, 20 students survived those tragic events. When the first shots rang out in Sandy Hook Elementary School, the quick-thinking Christopik, she got her entire class of 20 into a walk-in closet and barricaded the door. She said, "I took the children into the closet, and I talked with them to keep them quiet. I told them that I loved them," she said in an interview. She said, "I believe there was a bad person in the school, so don't say anything. I didn't want to tell them anything past that." And she sat there and held the door tightly, even though she could hear the gunman outside yelling to let him in, let him in, let him in. One mother of an 8-year-old student in Christopik's class said her daughter was safe due to that woman's heroic actions. She said, "My daughter's teacher is a hero." But to my knowledge, Mary Rose Christopik has no statue. And there should be. In another tragic event similar to that, let's think about this one. Columbine High School. Remember that? When school shootings had never been really heard of much, and all of a sudden there was this one. Columbine High School in Littleton, Colorado in 1999. I met a survivor from Columbine. It was sobering. Dave Sanders at Columbine was a computer and business teacher. He's a coach of the girls' basketball and softball teams. His students said that he was a teacher, a friend, a mentor, an inspiration. And when the gunman started firing outside the school, he ran to the cafeteria and sounded the alarm. And he, along with two of the school's janitors, they helped to get more than 100 students out of the path of danger by herding them away from the shooters. He saved an untold number of lives that day. By the time the gunman actually arrived, the cafeteria was nearly empty thanks to him. He was in the upstairs by then, in the hallways, trying to get students safely hidden in the classrooms when he was shot from behind by one of the killers. He was hit in the torso, the head, the neck, and he managed to drag himself into a science lab where he bled to death while he was waiting for help. Dave Sanders, just a guy, put himself in harm's way to ensure the safety of those with whom he'd been entrusted was ensured. And I don't believe there's a statue in his honor, but there should be. Look, that's just a few examples of heroes who have valued the lives of others more than enough to risk putting their own life in harm's way to protect them. And I read their examples, and I'm moved by them. And that's just two of many. And the lives of others like them who were saved during these events are exponential now. And they'll have the opportunity to excel and thrive because those good people did hard things for the right reasons in the face of evil actions. And it reminds me that while we have a segment of society that has become desensitized to the value of life and chooses to waste time and resources mocking why monuments should even exist, that truly there are a majority out there, I believe, who still know right from wrong, who still know the meaning of the inarguable passage of Scripture when Jesus said, "Greater love hath no man than this, that he would lay down his life for his friends." That's John 15:13. But the fact that good people outnumber the bad does not also absolve us, though, of the responsibility of making sure the sentiments that I'm talking about are actually preserved, like for future generations. Like, how about we build a statue? How about we ensure that we never allow ourselves to become so callous and immature that we just stand idly by while highbrow nonsense and virtue signaling takes the meaning of life and wrings it out like a wet rag and puts it up like a statue. So yeah, if we're going to be a city on a hill, if we're going to be a nation that says that we're vigilant against the apathy and the angst that downplays the meanings of life, the actual meaningful events of life, then we have to point out the ludicrous schlump of a statue of the petulant lady in Times Square and call it what it is. It's a big fat bronze that has no standards and no value and no appreciation for life, and it bears no distinction to anything that should have been placed in the crossroads of the world. This is our country. This is our culture. This is our house. And this we will defend. And you can build a statue to that. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way.